Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later on, Jim, we are going to talk in depth with Don Was about his career as a producer and record label president. But first, we've got some new music to review.
That is a little bit of Superchunk, What a Time to Be Alive, the title track of album number 11. From a band that pretty much defines indie rock for the last couple of decades, Greg. Superchunk came together in Chapel Hill, North Carolina in 1989 around singer-guitarist Mac McCaughan and bassist Laura Balance. When I say defined indie rock for an entire generation, they are, of course, also the duo behind Merge Records, one of the most important indie labels of the last 30 years, really. Staying resolutely independent that entire time, this 11th album is different in many ways from the Superchunk catalog. It is political for the first time, really, for this pop punk, power pop, however you want to define them, indie rock band. They are talking about the Trumpian moment. We're going to dive in and give our reviews in a second. They are working with Jim O'Rourke. Renowned indie rock producers worked with Wilco and Sonic Youth. Let's play a song and then we'll give our opinions. This is a song called Reagan Youth. It is referring to a hardcore punk band of the 80s, but also much more. Superchunk on Sound Opinions.
That is Reagan Youth from the new Superchunk album, What a Time to Be Alive. Jim, this band was so ubiquitous in the 90s with their tours and their albums. It seems, though, when they put a record out, there's a real purpose behind
it. They've got something to say.
You know, a few years ago, their previous record, I Hate Music, had a similar kind of tone. You know, you're at midlife. You're questioning music's purpose amid these demoralizing grown-up realities. It was a more contemplative album by Superchunk standards.
Yeah.
I think What a Time to Be Alive is basically addressing the same kind of issues. What is music's role at this demoralizing time in our lives? And instead of being contemplative, it just roars. It is coming out of the box in a feisty mood, to say the least. I've never heard Mac McCaughan so worked up. I mean, he's literally saying, fight me.
Yeah.
Because I'm so riled up about this stuff. Five of the 11 songs are under 3 minutes. It's a classic punk rock record. I think they're returning the favor to a lot of the bands like Reagan Youth, who inspired them when they were kids growing up in the 80s, which was a very demoralizing time for young people in this country. A nuclear war seemed on the horizon. It the potential not, of a draft was on the horizon.
It was not morning in America for everybody.
And I think they were inspired by the bands they heard then, like Reagan Youth. It's interesting in that song, you know, it acknowledges not only the role that that band played in encouraging people that they can get through this. It also acknowledged the presence of that conservative political organization.
Let me tell you the truth. There was more than one Reagan Youth. Yeah.
And which in many ways is, as you know, that those Reagan Youths have grown up to become the America that we know today, or at least the people who are running America today. You know, some people have said, oh, it's like preaching to the choir. You know, but some of the responses I heard to that were, well, the preacher needs the choir, and the choir needs that preacher. I think the album ends on a very appropriate thread. It's the longest song on the record. It's anthemic, Black Thread, Cut the Black Thread. And it's basically saying, we can get through this. There is light at the end of this tunnel. And it's wrapped around your hands. Cut the black thread, cut the black. It's a really powerful record. I tell you, I needed this record when it came out. The day I listened to it was one of those days where you're just going, everything's wrong.
Yeah.
It was a powerful antidote to all that. I'm giving it a buy it.
I will second a very enthusiastic buy it, Greg. It's one of the best Superchunk has ever given us. I think that Reagan Youth does a couple of things, and it's epitomizes the album. It's also, you know, Mac McCaughan is asking, you know, did we accomplish anything? 50 sweaty teenagers in a room, pogoing, slam dancing to a hardcore punk band. Does that accomplish anything? Well, you know, in times of such huge crises politically in America, if we want to talk about global warming and our planet dying, you know, what can you do? Well, one thing you can do is get motivated, and sometimes that's jumping up and down and sweating and singing along. The melodies on this album, you know, even in a song like Break the Glass, which is urging you to put your head or your fist or the hammer, they're talking about, through the window. Don't open the window. Put your head through it. You know, that is the start of a response. We're living at this time where teenagers are gathering to fight this cavalier attitude in America toward guns. You need a song. Songs are the motivation, and this is an album of motivating songs. It's just a great listen, beginning to end. I've put my time in now. I'm vetted, uncontested. See how an honest answer shuts down. I'm asking trick questions. I'm out here arms wide, hiding nothing. I've done it all in broad daylight, and I left the cameras running. I'm famous and the ash. Red eyes shining in the camera flash. My secret is I don't keep on. See something, go ahead and say something. I ain't afraid of it. I don't drown, won't stay down.
That is a track called 5 out of 6 from the new Dessa album called Chime. Minneapolis artist named Margaret Wander studied philosophy at the University of Minnesota and came up as a writer and a poet, got into the poetry slam scene. That morphed into the hip-hop scene in Minneapolis. She was soon signed to that very well-respected hip-hop label, Doomtree, out of Minneapolis, and has collaborated with numerous artists on that label. She was also handpicked by the Hamilton team to be part of that very successful mixtape that came out about a year ago. At the same time, she's put out 4 studio albums. Chime is her 4th. And she takes her time between records, and with good reason. She's a thinker. She admits freely to, you know, seeing philosophy is just rigorous daydreaming. And poems poems are sort of an extension of that, and lyrics are just an extension of that as well. So she's creating this sort of seamless world where she thinks through things before she puts them down on tape. Chime is an example of that. We're going to play a song from it before we review it. It's called Fire Drills. From Dessa, on Sound Opinions.
I've been Wendy, living with the lost boys. You spent as a deckhand on the convoy. Moved every night to prove we were something. Got confused if it was from a two that we were running. I've seen Gibraltar, I've seen the Taj Mahal, Soweto, Hagia Sophia, Chef Shaolin paints the walls blue. I've played to full rooms, I've played the fool too. Burning through the bottoms of a pair of new boots. Cut my hair, take my zip down. A woman on her own must be from out of town. Funny you don't know the concessions that you're making until you catalog them. And by then they're many, and your battle hardened heat makes liquid of the asphalt. Keepsakes and parking tickets on the dashboard. I'm here to file my report as the vixen of the wolf pack. Tell patient zero he can have his rib back. Can't be too broke to break. As a woman, always something left to take. So you shouldn't try to stay too late or talk to strangers. Look too long, go too far out of range. Cause angels can't watch everybody all the time. Stay close, hems low, safe inside. That formula works if you can live it. But it works by putting half the world off limits.
That is Fire Drills by Dessa, the Minneapolis now part-time New York resident rapper. She is a writer, Greg. She's put out a book. She's a philosopher. She is a force of nature. I love this record. I think that this is also very much an album for this time. Mm-hmm. If we think about what that title means, chime, she's inviting us to chime in. Everybody chime in. Even you, with all your imperfections and your conflicts and your self-doubts, this is an album that is trying to balance self-empowerment with sensitivity. And I think actually Shrimp, which is 40 seconds long, it's kind of a toss-off, yeah. Right? Has some of the best lines here. I've been as bad as good girls get. Mm-hmm. I'm always a bridesmaid, never an astronaut. That's a line she laughs in the middle of.
Yeah. Always a bridesmaid, never an astronaut.
Okay. She's wondering where she fits in. Someone who loves backpacks more than purses. And she's questioning all these things, including some very heavy ones. They say there's good grief, mm-hmm. but how can you tell that from the bad? This is an album that is sexy as well as an album that is angry. It's an album that is sensual as well as an album that is very eggheady. I mean, find another rapper, please, who can name drop St. Thomas Aquinas, mm-hmm. okay? It is a brilliant, brilliant record, and it takes some time to really appreciate the depths. On the other hand, it's immediately apparent, Fire Drills, wow, where a couple of weeks after the latest school shooting that starts with a fire drill, I think I hear it as getting ready for something bad to happen, mm-hmm. but also welcoming it because that's part of life too. It's a very enthusiastic buy it.
Yeah, Jim, I think she's a fascinating artist because she doesn't have a category. I mean, she's ostensibly signed to a hip-hop label, but she's doing a lot more than that. She's singing, she's rapping. The arrangements range all across the map. Velodrome, I would say, is more like a chamber pop song. It's got that beautiful cello arrangement with the piano chords and that distant sandpapery percussion.
I don't believe my will's quite free. I'm half machine, at least half steam. Aquinas, call on me. How many angels on the head of your pin?
Anybody they're straight up hip hop as well. There's straight up pop melodies on here that you could easily hear on a top 40 station. As you said, the content of this record, what she's thinking about, how she's bringing that philosopher's mind of hers into these lyrics is fascinating to me as well. I can't go on enough about Fire Drills. I think that is one of the best songs I've heard so far in this young year. And, starting off with that hypnotic sitar riff at the start. Again, sitar on a hip-hop record. Okay, I'm down with that. It's a cool sound. It brings you in. This whole idea, how do women measure their lives today? And she's saying in some ways, getting through a day without incident, without being harassed, without mm-hmm. coming out alive even, mm-hmm. is a win. And she's saying, if that's all there is, we're really living in a screwed up place. We need to have a better world than this. And we need to think more of ourselves in that.
At the same time, she can laugh at herself and admit to being boy crazy in what is a very effective, pop song.
That's the balance of it. And, I'm more persuaded by her as a rapper than as a singer. I think, the popular, more melodic vocal melodies inevitably don't separate her from the pop singer pack nearly as much as her rapping does. But I think it's a good counterbalance, as you say, to the heavier stuff that she does in a lot of the rap-oriented songs. I'm going to give it a buy, too. I've been a fan since the start, and I think she is an artist who is definitely deserving of a wider audience. After a short break, we'll talk with musician, producer, and Blue Note Records chief Don Was. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.